Yandak Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. We had in the Mishneh Vechein B'Maisrehem. Just like there is an Issa of Herodas Kedusha, one is not permitted to sell a Teva for a Beis HaKnesses, a filu if someone sold a Teva for Chamoshim, and his leftover money, so the Maisrehem also has to The Moiser HaMomin has to be used for an Ilui, for something that's more Mekudish than the Dover HaNimka, just like the Ike HaMomin. Omar Rove Loishonu Elo Shemachu V'Hoysiru. So Rove said, this Aloch in the Mishnah applies only by Mochu V'Hoysiru. That this was the Dmei Hadova Hanimka. So therefore, so all the Domin becomes Niskadish, and it has to be used for something that is more Mekudish than the Dova Hanimka. Avul Govu Vehoisiru. But what happens if money was Nigve for a Dova Shebekdusha, and they purchased it in this leftover money, muta, then there is no halacha of Maisrei. What does Rashi say? Shemachu v'isiru, machu echad min ha-kedushas halalu, v'lokhu min miktsas adomim kedusha me'ulo, v'isiru mehem. So there the Mishnah says that the Maisrayim is Kaddish. Avul govu mois min hatzibur the tzeirich sefer teire v'konua, and they purchased the sefer teire ben moisar biyodon min hadomim muter lahirida, then one is permitted to be moiredit shreyadayim loibo l'shimush kedusha chamura, because then it was loibo l'shimush kedusha chamura. So then, one is permitted to be meiridit for a kedusha kala. Eis ve'abayes, abayes takashe ba'medvorim amurim. We learned in a baraisa. It seems this baraisa is going on the case of the mission of Maisrayim. Ba'medvorim amurim shaloi hisnu. When is there Iser Herode if loy hisno? Avul hisno, but if they were masnim, afilu duchsus yemutam. So then one is permitted to take the money to hire someone who rides on a horse, we'll see later, for shlichus. That means if they were masnim, so then they're permitted to use it for a dova shelcha. Now, in what case is the Baraisa speaking about? If it's the Baraisa speaking about that they sold a dova shebekdusha, and they purchased a dova that's more mekudish, but vahisiru. Kihisnu may have, so what will we accomplish by hasno? This is an automatic din that the dmei, the domim, that is of a dova hamekudish, is niskadish to purchase with it something that's more mekudish. So what did we accomplish that they were masne, that they won't used it for a dova yaisim ekudish? Ki hisnu may have it. That's the halacha, that the dmei dova mekudish, you have to be mala bekudish. Elo, so you have to say it's speaking about shegavu vahisiru. It's speaking about that they were goive a moment to that buy a purchase a dova mekudish and vahisiru, and then they had left over money. And on that, the Baraisa says, time of the hisnu. So if they were masne, bishas the gviyim, that if there'll be left over money, then we'll be able to use it for what, for whatever reason we want. Time of the hisno, holoi hisno loy. But if they weren't masnim, then they cannot use the maisrayim for any tzayich, and that is not like Rava. Rava said that gavu v'hisiru, you're permitted to use it for anything you want. So the Gemara answers, "Lo'ilam shemachu v'hisiru." V'hochi kama b'med v'om amurim sh'loi hisnu shivatoi v'he'ir b'maymed anshei he'ir. Ah, well, hisnu shivatu v'he'ir b'maymed anshei he'ir. The hisnu means something else. That if was dafke b'nei he'ir, it wasn't together with the maymed anshei he'ir. So then, Aisiru is awesome. Abul hisnu shiva tuve ye'ir b'maymed anshei ha'ir. Afilu duchsus ye'nam imbuta. But if they were masne, b'shas, they sold it. Yev shiva tuve ye'ir b'maymed anshei ha'ir. So then, the moisres, one can use afilu duchsus ye'ir. Let us see Rashi. Shaloi hisnu almanas laslis tzanein min adomi udachsusya mefosh lakama. Ki hisnu may have the Gemara as if it's speaking about mochu v'haisiru. So ki hisnu may have to make kedusha. So what do I accomplish that they said they could use it for whatever they want? It's to make kedusha. So the Gemara once said, now speaking about govu mois, the time of the hisnu kshe govu, when they were goyve the mois, they said, lasis rutzeinenu v'chevtzeinu mi moisa hadom. Let us see Taisus. Havol hisnu zayin tuve ye'ir b'maymed anshei he'ir. So then, the moisa can be used for whatever tzayrich they want. Afilu v'duchsusye. Koshe kivin shehisnu zayin tuve ye'ir b'maymed anshei he'ir. Is lomo li lohisiru. So why did the if the hisnu of the baraisa is speaking about that it was zayin tuve ye'ir b'maymed anshei he'ir, lomo li lohisiru. That means Taisus understood the baraisa is going on the mishnah v'hisiru. V'amay nokte, why do you have to speak about a yisiru? V'afilu b'chol adomim yechoylu mahim lasa yisma sheyirtsu. Kedom alel afilu l'mishti b'shikre. Rovet said before that zayin tuve yir b'mayim bet anshe yir could do whatever they want with the money. Not afka hisiru. That they could be masne that they're selling the Beis HaKnesses and the money could be used for atash mishol choyl afil mishti be shikre upei resh rashis liknes min adomim sheichel lishtois. So why does this baraisa say the halacha davke by heisiru? Heisiru means davke that they had purchased already a dover meula with the money. So with the money that's left over, then Zayin Tuvi Yir B'maymed Anshei He'ir can use for whatever purpose they want. By Dafka Hisiru, Aloha is that Afilu, the whole money can be used for Dabu Chil. Yeshloimar Dinokat V'Hisiru Lashmi'inam Ta'af B'moyser Bo'itnai. The sal kedaitoch, I would think the imkonu min hadomim dova kedusha vayisiru, the mutalas is min amoisa kol mashe yirtsu, afilu beloitanai, kamash malon beloit. Tachsach mir pshat and Taisvis is as follows. We had learned the Ran's pshat. Ran said that the adavo shepekdusha bechlal cannot be nischalo. It can only be nischalo on the domin. That's number one. The Kedusha the Rabbonin can become the Schalo al Adomim, and the Domim, which is a Kedusha cliche, that the Zayin Tuve Yehir B'maymed Anshe Yehir can be Mechalo that Domim. So Bachsam Yataisis means to say as follows, that the Mishnah is speaking about B'chaim B'maysrayim, that the Moiser Adomim is also, the Mishnah speaking about it was Zayin Tuve Heir, that it's not B'maymed Anshe Heir. No, in such a case, Bechlal, they don't have any Kayach on the Domim to be Mechalo the Domim, to be Mafki the Kedusha from the Domim. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. The Domim has to be used for a Kedusha Mu'ule. You have to be Malim B'Kaydish. So the basic necessities, you have to purchase for him. So that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. Now, Rav said, but if it was sold, Rav said, that Zayin to be here by my medan sheheir abekoyech to be mechal of the domin. So lochere, that is dafke, when they said they're selling it, and they said they have no intentions that the kedusha should remain on the domin, so then they are bekoyech to be mechal of the domin. Now the shail is, what if they didn't say, and perhaps maybe there's a non-sadi. I feel that they didn't say, but I would say perhaps there's an ansadi that the hoisiru, the money shehoisiru, they want should be nischalo. So memele, that is the chiddush. If they said befeirish, then I feel the mishte beishikre shapirdom. But it's speaking about that they didn't say. So I would think there's an ansadi that since they are Zayin Tuve Yeir B'maymet Anshi, and they're Bekoich to be Mechal of the money. So without saying Al Kaponim, I would think there's an Ansadi that Al Kaponim, the Hoysiru, should be Nischalo. It's Kamash Milon, without saying anything, nothing is Mischalo. I think that is Pshat and Taisvis. Zuk the Gemara weiter, Omalei Abaye Lahu me Rabbonon Dava Mesader Masnise Kami de Rapsheishes. Mishmiyeloch me Rapsheishes Mai Duchsusye. Do you ever hear from Rapsheishes what Duchsusye means? The Baraisa says they're permitted to use the money for Duchsusye. Omalei Hochi Omar Rapsheishes Parsho de Moso. Zarashi says, Parsha de Moso, b'nehi'ir seichem odom roiche psus, she'ilahen mizumen l'sholchei b'shlichus l'moishol il k'sheyitztach. They're permitted to use the money for a tzorecheil, for a messenger, to go to the moishol il whenever this is necessary. Abai did not know what it meant, so he asked, Ahu me rabono, it was a rabbon of a mesada masnis and kami de Rav Sheishes, and he had heard from Rav Sheishes. Omar Rabbi, Hilka, hai tzuve me rabbono. So from this incident, we can derive tzuve me rabbono, a young Talmud Chochem, the shoma le milse v'lo yoda pirushi. He heard something, he does not understand what it means, l'shaile kamei d'shchiach kamei rabbonon, l'yevshid l'shmilei min gavre rabbe. So he could ask this from someone, he doesn't have to be a gavre rabbe, but if he had a shaiches with the shchiach kamei rabbonon, he heard this from a gavre rabbe, doesn't have to go to the gavre rabbe alone to ask it, he could find out from Mi Sheshriach Kamei Rabo. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rameya B'nei Ha'ir Sheholchu L'ir Acheres U'posku Aleihem Tzedoke. Now, the Zeruah Nuchas Tzedoke explains as follows, that these B'nei Ha'ir went to another shtot. The other shtot, there was a tzorah that affected Mestama all the shtet, Arum and Arum. They were geyser tainis. They were geyser tainis, als pezeires, als chayera, they were geyser tainis. And the gzeire did not only include a tainis, the gzeire was also, they were geyser on all the bnei ha'ir to give tzedakah, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, ba'avir and esroya gzeire. So the story is speaking about over here, B'nei ha'ir sheholchu le'ir acheres. They went to another shtot, B'nei ha'ir, that means a group of people that lived in Ir Aleph, went to Ir Beis. This Ir Beis, Mestama, was a metropolis, was the main shtot. In that shtot, there was a kinnis eseiris, there were geyser tainis. There were geyser that everyone has to go and give X amount of money for tzedakah, in order that the gzeirah should be nisbatel. Uposku aleihem tzedakah. And they said, Fakelt, everyone is here has to give tzedakah, so they also included in this psikah that these people from Shtot Beis who are with us now, they also have to give tzedakah. That means all of the shtet were affected by the tragedy which had occurred. There was a betzeres or a chayro, whatever it was. And they said, you have to give, we have to give tzedakah, and you also have to give tzedakah. Pasku aleihem tzedakah. So they're there. So they have to go and give tzedakah. But when they want to return to their shtet, Mevien oisa imoem umafanusim bo aniye ira. That means that theoretically there was a chiyuv tzedakah, but the chiyuv tzedakah does not have to be divided in this shtot. The tzedakah could be divided in the shtot where they came from. So the reason they have to give the tzedakah now is they shouldn't be choishida. Let's see what Rashi says. Noisnan oisa le gabai oisa yir. The money is given to the gabai oisa kadesh le yachshadum. But poiskim veinim noisnan. That means it was posku aleim tzedakah. They said then you have to give tzedakah. The gabai oisa said how much every family has to give, and they said you also have to give. So if it was posku, was noisnan oisa le gabai oisa kadesh le yachshadum. But poiskim veinim noisnan. That not they should ignore the psike, and everyone is giving, and they're not giving, so they also have to give. But when they're returning to their city, so then they can say, there was a chiyuv taka to give tzedakah, but I don't have to give to aniye irzu. You were guys that talk, we have to give tzedakah. I have tzedakahs, I have meistis in my shtot. So give me back the money, and I'll give it to the aniyim in my shtot. Shem boim, v'chayzul mum kaim, am toivin ois min aga boim, mefarmasim bo aniye ir. That is, if there was a rabbim, b'nei ho'ir shaholchu liracheres, so when they go back to their shtot, they can request their money should be returned to them. Tanya nami hochi, a baraisa says like that. B'nei ha'ir shahochi le'acheres aposkaleim tzedake naisnim. Shein boin mevi'in oiseimo. When they go back to their city, they can request that the money should be returned to them. V'yochit shaholach li'acheres. But what is the din? If a yochid went to an ir acheres, uposku olav tzedakah, Then that money has to be already being given to the Aniya Yisir. He has no right to take it back. That means if there's a group of people from a different shtot, they have a right to mon back their money and be mechalakit baniya iran. A yachid is nigra already laniya isayir. Avhune gozar tainise, avhune was gozar tainis, ol gabei rafchane bachaniloi v'chol b'nei masye. Rafchane bachaniloi and all the shtet, it seems they wanted to come for the tainis there, they wanted to be together with them b'shas tainis. Romu alayu tzedoke, so they were poisik tzedoke, v'yovu, and they gave. Kibol and may say, when they wanted to go back, Omrulai Naisvelon Ma, so they came to Rav Huneh, they said, now give us back the money, Venezel on the family's bo and the Yemosan, and we'll take this money. There was a chiv to give tzedakah, so the tzedakah will be given to the Anshe Irena. Omalahu, so he told them Tanina. If there's a chover ear, that means. The Rashi says chover talmud chacham a misasik b'tzorchitzi, but that means if the only chalukas adomim is to gaboi tzedakah, which are not a talmud chacham, so then it's not considered a priestess a covid to mon back the money. It was given to them, their gabit tzedakah, it was given to them as maris ayin. Now we can mon back. But if there's a chover ira was given to a talmud chochem, a misasik betzorchi tzibus, so then it's not lefi kvoidoi that you should mon back the money. And then he says there's something else that means that I'm aware of the nitzrochim of Yoyah. They come to me also for money. So memele, so when it was given to me, number one, he was a talmud chochem, so it's not lefi kvoidoi to take back from it. Number two, when it was given, the daniye of Yoyah come to me also for money. So memele, so I have a jurisdiction on daniye also. So when it was given to me, it was given for all aniyim which will might need the money, which includes the aniyim of your city also. Zog the Mishneh weiter. Ein moichin eshal rabim liyochid. One is not permitted to sell a beis haknesses shal rabim. Beis haknesses that there was a minyan that he used to daven. Not permitted to sell it liyochid. Yochid, so now this minyan will not be a base, will not function as a base haknesses anymore. It won't be used anymore as a shul. There's no minyan. Neishem eriden oisoi migdushosoi divrei Rabbi Meir. A Meir holds that's called a rodas kedusha. That you're selling a base haknesses, which now will not be anymore, will not function anymore as a base haknesses. Amru loi im kein afloi mi ir gedoylo li ir ktana. That means, if you're medayik, that there should be no Herodas Kedusha, the Beis HaKnesses HaNimkar, so afilu, they sold it from Arabim to Arab. But Lemaise, before it was in an Ir Gedoyla, it was used by an Ir Gedoyla. Now it will be used by an Ir Ktanom. So it comes out that there's also Herodas Kedusha. Before there was a lot of people there, so it was a Bereivam Hadras Melech. Now there won't be too many people using it, so there's Herodas Kedusha. So according to you, that should also be us. That should only be permissible when the those who are sold to are the same darge than the Moichim. So there's no Herodas Kedusha whatsoever. So the Gemara Shape Komri Le Rabbono Le Ramei. So the Rabbono is a very good kasha, according to you. So why Dafka Rabbim Ta Yochid? For the Rabbim Ta Rabbim also should be the same din. Ramei said, no, me Igdoilu Le Ktana Mi Kore Kedisha Vashtanami Kedisha. That means that that's not considered Hayrodes Kedusha, because Lamaisa before it was used as a Beis HaKnesses, and now it also can be used as a Beis HaKnesses. Mirabim liyochid, but in the first case when before it belonged to a Rabim, now it's belonging to a Yochid, like a Kedusha. That is not Kedusha whatsoever. So Rameya said, such a Herodes Kedusha to make from a Beis HaKnesses, ois Beis HaKnesses, that is also. But Rabbonon say it's false. Ikele Meiches, ki hai garnina, ki ikele Meiches, ki hai garnina, mikele Meiches, mishim beroi vam hadres melech. And they hold, no, if you are makpid on Herodes Kedusha, on the Dover HaNimka, so Memele, so this is also called Herodes Kedusha. You can't draw the line, Tafka Zoi, if it's Ois Beis HaKnesses, if it has to be on the same Dargah, so it's not on the same Dargah. It doesn't have to be on the same Dargah what it was before. So what's the Chilek, how far the Herodes Kedusha goes? That's the Machloikis, the Chachamim and Rameh. Lack of Kedusha. Rameh had said, let's see Rashi, Shainayim Lindovish, Kedusha, Pochas, Meyesoch. So there, you're not permitted to sell it. Rabban and Omri, Iker Lemeches, if you hezbon with such a thing, that it cannot be a Herodes Kedusha, is Be'rav Lemaat, Iker Lemeches, Be'rav Lemaat, if by Rav Lemaat, you could be chayish, or chanamik lemeches, mishim beroi v'am hadras melech. Lemeshkachas mechiris bebeis haknesses, elo, bebechir bebeis haknesses. Elo loy chashine, we're not chayish, tekim de shokol domi, umalalu b'kdusha me'ule, since the money was taken, and the money is going to be used for kdusha me'ule, called the boy lekeach ovid. So whatever the lekeach wants to use it for, can use it for. Chutz midalad dvorim kediktani seif. There are four tashmishim bezuyim, which he's not permitted to use it for. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ein moichin beis haknesses ela al tanai. Rameya says that even though you're selling, he holds you can only sell shove b'shove. It will still remain a basic nesses. It's a rabim to rabim. Hafal pikein ein moichin basic nesses ella al tnai. But that is not sufficient. It's a bezoyin to the basic nesses that it is being sold. And it's like a message that the moichim are giving. We don't need it anymore. There's no need for it anymore. Which is a bezoyin in the mechira. So Rameya says that the mechira is to come with a tnai. What is the tnai? Shim yirtzu yachziru. That they tell the loikhim, listen, we're selling it to you. We need money now. But napshat is that we're throwing away the basic nesses. And we're selling it now. But if we decide we want it back, so you have to sell it back to us. We'll give you the money, so you give it back to us. That's out the covet of the basic nesses. A moichin basic nesses ala al tnai shim yirtzu yachziru divre ramei. Chachomim oimre moichin oisa mem ka'ilom. It can be sold a mem ka'ilom. You don't have to sell it on a tnai. Chutz mi abo advon. It cannot be sold for four inyonim. Lemelchitz, a bursiki is a place where a tannery, litvile, a base atvile, le base amayim. For these four tashmishim, which are tashmishim bezuyim, it is also to sell a base aknes. But for all other things, even though it's a tzeira chayl, it's permissible. You can make, so two things, you can make a memka oilum, number one, you don't have to make any tnoim, any conditions, that if they decide to repurchase it, you mechuyiv to sell it to us. And number two, you can sell it for a double choyl. As long as it's not one of these four tashmishim. In Rabbi Yudaim, a moichen oiso l'shem chotzo, we're selling it to you as a piece of property. V'alekech ma'shiyir tzayasa, whatever the lekech wants to do, he can do. It means I'm not selling it directly to you for a base, for a base amayim, which is a base of kisi, one loshen arashi. I'm selling it to you, you have this property, this moke, whatever you do with it, that's your cheshbet. So my mele, so Rabbi Yehuda is a greater mekel over the chachomim. What does Rashi say? Ela al tnai, v'afilu meirabim lerabim osa rameyem mechires chalutim. Even if it's a basic nesis shal rabim that's nimkala tzorech hametz osa, de derech bizoyinu. That's a bizoyin. Kloy me'einon be'einov leklum. It doesn't have any chshivis by us. We're giving it away. Chamimoyimrim memkar oilom. Number one. Va'afilu liyochid ulochol tashmish. Chutz midal edvor. Lebeis ha'mayim. So Rashi says to pshotim. One pshat is lekvise. Inami lebeis meiraglayim. Fregt die Gemara Kash, Ula Rameire, Rameire, Heichi Dairibo. According to Rameire, how is the Lekeach permitted to use the basic Knesses, to use the basic Knesses? Havilo Ribis, it's Ribis. Now where is their Ribis? The Ribis is as follows. That if the Lekeach has the right to repurchase the Beis HaKnesses. Now, that doesn't work. That means if I sell something, so how can I, now if I want, you have to sell it back to me. Where do we see such a thing? If it's a mechir, if it's sold, so it's sold. It was yours, you sold it, now it's mine. So if you're telling me that if you give me the money, I have to return the Beis HaKnesses. So pshat is that the whole money to begin with is a halvo. That it makes sense. I'm giving you money, and if you want, and if you want the and if you want the shul back, give me back the money, and I'll give you back the shul. So it comes out it never was. When he gives back the money, it comes out it never was a mechira. If the moicher can force the lekech to give back the shul, so al kolchoch pshat is that if you'd ever decide to give back the money, so then the mois I gave you was not the mei mekach, nor was the mei halvo. You're giving me back the money, therefore I'm giving you back the shul. I have no right to keep the shul. I never purchased the shul. If you decide to give me back money, it comes out there was never a mekach a memka on the shul. It was a halvo. Fine, but the whole time the lekeach was using the shul. So it comes out that, let us say that the lekeach purchased the shul for $10,000. So the mei hamekach is really a halvo of $10,000. When the meicher gives him back the $10,000, so the halvo is paid up. But in the meantime, for the 5 years that till it got paid up, they were living in a shul for free. There was no mekach memka. It's the mei halvo. They were living in a shul for free. So it comes out that there was a halvo with a schus shimush to live in the shul for free. So that's ribbis. That's the Gemara's kasha. How are the loikhim permitted to live in the shul? It's ribis because they're getting back the dmei halvo, plus they had the opportunity to live for free in the shul. Omar Rab Yochanan Rameyer Beshitis Rab Yehuda Omro. Rameyer holds like Rab Yehuda. The Omar Tzad Echod Beribis Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if Bishas the Psike, Bishas the money is being lent, there's a possibility that there won't be Ribis,
there's one possibility it will end up with ribbis. So let's speak about this case. The case of our Mishnah is as follows. If the Moicha will give back the money, so it comes out the Goli Milsa L'Mafrei that there was a halva, and the deer in the Beis HaKnesses was a ribbis. That's right. That's one possibility. But there's another possibility. Maybe the Moicha Bechlau won't give back the money. If the Moicha won't give back the money, so then the money was the Meha Mekach. So the money purchased was the money was given to purchase the Beis HaKnesses. So Memele, so if you have such a transaction, that is one possibility, it might end up with Ribbis, it might end up with Halvor, and the Shimush in the Beis HaKnesses will be a Ribbis. You have one possibility that will never end up with Halvor. It could very well be that the Moich will never give back the money, so the money was the Mea Mekach. So there's only, it's not Muchach from this transaction that it'll be Alvor with Ribbis. No, this Tzad Echad beRibbis. There's one possibility that it might end up with Ribbis. So Rameya holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Amma Tzad Echad beRibbis Mutter, the Sanya. We learned a Bereise, Arei Shohoyo Noisho Bechavei Roimonim, that Reuven was money from Shimon Amonim. Ve'oso loy sodei umecha. And then he said that this money that you are giving me, I'll sell you my karke for this money. Ve'oso loy sodei umecha. But he made up that if he'll give back the money in a certain period of time, you have to give me back this other. Rashi in Rav Metzia says, "Os lo yisadei mecha, shemiskin lo yisadei lo yisamone, v'kosav lo yim lo yaitin lo etin lecho mona mikan vat sholei shonim arei yishalach." He says, give me a 3-year period. If I'll give you the money in the 3 years, I'm paying up your chayiv, give me back the karka. If I don't pay you up in 3 years, so then this karka is sold to you. Arei sheyenoyshe bechavei reymonim. For also lo yisodei umecha. And he said that if I don't pay up in 3 years, so this soda will belong to you. Bizman shemoyche reichel peiris. So if the moyche is eating the peiris the whole time, mutter. So then there's no shayla of ribbis, because if he'll give back the money, so it's only a pure halvo, and he didn't derive more than the halvo. But lekeich oichel peiris, but what if the lekeich is now eating the peiris? So it comes out, this is a halvo with ribbis, that means if he gives back the money, so it comes out that you were eating it wasn't the Mea Mekach, it was the Mea Halva. And so you lent money and you got back, besides the Tashlumea Keren, you got back the opportunity to eat the payers of the soda. So you lent $100 and you're getting back $100 plus Tachilas payers. So Memele, so the Tanakhama says, as follows, Zman Shemoich Eichel Peiris Muta, Lekeich Eichel Peiris Osa, Rabbi Yudaima, Afu Lekeich Eichel Peiris Muta. This is Rabbi Yehuda, that I may botan the whole Tzadecha Beribis is Muta. For Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Maise Bebaiton Baitos ben Zainon, she'osu sadeu mecher al pi Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya, v'lekeich oichel peiris hoyu. So he brought a raya, Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from a maisa from the previous generation, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya was matar tzadechet beribis. Amru loy misham raya, moichel oichel peiris hoyu, v'loy lekeich. He says, no, the story was different. The story was that the moicher ate the peiris. My binayu, ike binayu, my binayu, tzadechet beribis, ike binayu. Machloikis is tzadechet beribis. Mar sovar tzadechet beribis muta, mar sovar tzadechet beribis osa. Then the Gemara says, Rava Omar, the Kula Alme Tzadechet Beribis is Osa. Could be everyone holds it Osa. Vahoche Ribis Almanachs Lahagzer Ike Binayu. Here the Shaila is, if let's say this case, Rei Osa Sodeyu Mecha, so there's an Opmach that if you'll return the money to me, so it'll come out that my money was the Mehalvo, then I'll pay you back. Now I'm eating the payers. But if you'll pay back the money to me, then I'll pay you back for the payers I had eaten. Because then if you pay me back the money, it comes that it was a halvo, and it was ribis, I'll pay you back. Ribis amanas laharzer ike binayu. Is that permissible? Mar sova ribis amanas laharzer muter, or mar sova osa. Even though he's going to pay him back for the payris that he's eaten, of a b'shas mais, the baal is taking ribis, so that's awesome. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Tzad Echad Beribis Muta. Koshe. So Taisvis asks, Maishna Milve Sobiso. Omar Beizer Nesher, the Osso Mishum de Ike Tzad Echot Beribis, the Shema Tiyake Ratua. Tais is asking the Kashas, Amiridike Kashas. The Gemara says, and this is a Dova Muslim, that if Reuben lends Shimon a saw of Tua, he says, you have to pay me back a saw. So what does that mean? So that means, whatever the value is, Bishas, the Bishas is man peroim, you have to give me back a saw. So that means, let's say, if Bishas halvo, the saw was worth, let's say, $50, and Bishas peroim, the saw is worth $75, you have to give me back a saw. I lent you, so you have to give me back a saw. Now, that's ribis. It comes out, he lent him a shavius of $50, he's getting back a shavius of $75. Now, there's another possibility. Who says it's going to get more expensive? Could be it'll be worth $50, could be worth $40. Al kaponim, but that was the opmach. The opmach was that I lent you a saw, I want back a saw. So, memele, so this opmach, it came to include that if it's worth more, you also have to give me a saw. So that's tzad echad beribis. There's a halvo, and the psike is that you have to give me a saw, even though if it'll be worth more than the saw I lent you. Good. So that's tzad echad beribis. But there it seems it's a davar muskim that everyone holds that it's also. So why over here does Rabbi Yehuda hold that tzad echad beribis is mutter? V'yesh loymar d'shani yochid lehavi derech halvo ele b'teiris mecha osa liyodim. So Tachsach Mirtesvis is answering as follows. Over there by Sobiso is no mecha. Agav Urche, the Chabbos Das Yiredei says, when is it called mecha and when is it called halvo? So the Chabbos Das says, if you have two commodities, that's called mecher. That means, let's say, money for a chayfetz, that's called mecher. That's a called halvo. Halvo is, I have to pay you back what you gave me. You lent me money, I have to pay you back money. You lent me tvur, I have to pay you back tvur. That is halvo. So memele so biso is a case of halvo. That means you lent a saw, and you're getting back a saw ben hukah ben huzal. So there's a possibility you're going to get back more than you lent. So memele, so that's called tzadet. So such a tzad echad beribis, everyone holds is osa. My she'enkin over here, shani hochid lehavi derech alvo ele beteres mecha osa liyode. That means, I lent you $100. You had to give me back $100. Then I come over to you and you have a field. He said, you know what? You're giving me this field, and you're just being Mishai the schus, that if you pay back in the next 3 years, I have to give you back the field. So, l'chayre, now when you're giving me the field, so this is a mecher. That means I gave you money, and now we are ending this chayv. You're paying back with, you're selling me the field for the money you lent me. So it's called, it becomes a mecca. So that's what you got the field, that what the malve got the field, b'teiras mecha. The malve was the lekeach, he got the field b'teiras mecha. No, the mecha was mishayras chus. If I'll give you back the money, so I'll be oiker the mecha, and then it'll be the mei halvo. So L'chayre, so Taisus is saying that the mail of Tzad Echad Beribis is not only because it's not borrowed there'll be Ribis. There's only a possibility there'll be Ribis. So V'so is also only a possibility that there'll be Ribis. Vafal Pikain, it is also. Now here Pshad is when he received the field, well, the field was Motel Yodai. So then it was Bali Yodai Bitayras Mecha. After when the Mecha gives back the money, so he's Aika the Mecha. So Mamele, so Taisus Aksim is saying there's a Tzad Echo, maybe Bechlal he won't give back the money. And if he will get back the money, of a Bishas when he got the field, so it was Bali Yodai Bitayras Mecha, now became Nekal Mafreya that it was a Halvo. He gives back the money. Aber Bishato, he got it Peteres Mecha. So Memele, so therefore, this is Kill of Anso Biso. Vakati Koshe, Maishno mi Mishkin loy bayis, Mishkin loy sode. Now, the case of our Gemara is speaking about a Mecha. Hareshe Noishin loy money, and then he told him, that means he went and he sold him the field for the money that he owed him. So he got the field b'teiras mecha. Now later he could be oiker the mecha l'mafrei if he pays back. But on the while he got it b'teiras mecha. So there Rabbi Yehuda holds tzadechet beribis is mutter. The Omar Hosom, the Philo Omalai, Lichetirze, Lemoichom, Loisim Kerem, Elo Li, Kati Koshe. Maishnami Mishkin Loi Bayis, Mishkin Loi Sodem. We learned in Ezel Meshech of a person, Reuven lends Shimon money. And Shimon gives back Reuven a soda for a mashkin. So what shall a soda for a mashkin? That this is security for the halvo. The halvo was $100. He gave him security worth $200. This is a mashkin. So you're secure with your chayv. The omar hosa, the fila omalei, L'chetirza l'moicham l'simkrim ella li b'domim halolo. So now the loikeach was, not a loikeach, the malve. The malve had given him $100, he got back a karka that's worth $200. Fine, which is a mashkin. And he told them, L'chetirza l'moicham l'simkrim ella li b'domim halolo. When you'll want to sell it, he's telling him, well, it's a mashkin, it's your field, you owe me money, and this is a guarantee on my money that I'm secure with my money. But if you ever decide to sell your field, I'm making a deal with you, then you sell it to me. Then you'll sell the field to me for the price of the halvo, or maybe another $10. So what is Chad over here? So he's telling him as follows. I'm lending you money. If you ever decide to sell this $200 field, sell it to me for $110. No, that's a nice ribbis. That means, that's blocher, a very nice ribbis. He said, I lent you $100, and if every decides to sell this $200 field, sell it to me for $110. V'ochal peiris, and he ate peiris, I'm not the count, I think could be the peiris he ate was a mashkanta ben nechiyosa. That means there was a standard deduction for the achilas peiris from the keren of the choiv. I think that's the case over there. Also, so it's also. V'omar avun abarei de Rabbi Yeshua, the loik Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda omar tzad echad beribis is mutter. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, tzad echad beribis is mutter. Here, the tzad echad beribis is, what's the tzad echad? Maybe he'll never sell the field. If he'll never sell the field, so then he doesn't have to, so it's a mashkin, so it's mamish kosher v'yot. Shem lo yimkere. V'gam havi alvo, here it's alvo, v'dekom mam mishkei. Here there never was a Mekach. It wasn't Bobi Yodai B'Teiris Mekach. The Karke you had as a Mashkin. So it comes out there was a Halvo. You received the Karke as a Mashkin. And now we said that, but listen, if you ever decide to sell the field, you have to sell it to me for $110. So this is a Halvo. With a possibility that if you sell it, it'll be, you sell it to me. So this is a halvo with a tonight. If you sell it to me for a cheap price. So this is lochera like sobiso. Sobiso also is a halvo. There's a possibility I might get more than I lent you. It's also the same thing. I lent you money. And if you ever decide this field is a mashkin, so good, that's nothing. So it's a halvo with a, but if you ever decide to sell the field, sell it to me for a cheap price. So that's Lucheira Ribbis. Yeshloime dakati leidomi klal alvo sobiso, the hosom leker tzad mecher klal. There is no tzad mecher, but hochi gabi mishken ike tzad echad mecher. Here there's a tzad mecher. Now, I don't understand Taisvis. The mecher is the ribbis over here. That means this is a davar noisev. That means I lent you $100. If you ever decide to sell the karka, you sell it to me for a cheap price. So the mecher is not, it's a transaction of halvo with a tnai that if you ever decide to sell it to me. So that's a halvo with a tnai of ribbis. I don't understand why here this tzad mecher makes it any better. That is the ribbis, the mecher. Mm-hmm. Less, I don't know, maybe Taisus means to say, I saw Rabbi Kebeger in Yeredeye mentions a svara that could be if ein eino lekarkois. Could be bechlal, it's not called, since it's a mecher, so it could be it's not called a true ribbis, because whatever price you sell it for is ain't in the, maybe that's back of the price. I don't know if that's pshat in Taisvis. I really don't understand Taisvis. Rav Omar ribbis amanas lahar ze'ike benayu. That's what Rav said, not that Ramei holds in Ganson like Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei holds that if they ever they'll return the money, he'll pay him for the schus dire. Chachamim oimrim moichen oisoi memka oilom. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul Muter LaOdom LaHashtin Mayim B'Soich Dalet Amei Shel Tefillah. One is permitted
to be mashed in Mayan, he davened in a certain place. After davening, he's permitted to be mashed in the Dalad Amis of this Mokim. Rashi says, "B'dalad Amis shel Tfilo la'achas man." That means even though the Mokim was Niskadish, B'shas he davened there, Al-Koponim, but after davening, one is permitted to be mashed in Mayan, Seich Dalad Amis shel Tfilo. I mean, let us appreciate a little the Chiddush Sheboy. There's a Meir de Kitzlach in Broches. The Meir says in Broches, Akeveya Mokim Letfilosoi. A person davens always in the same place. Alekei Abram Beezroi. Kshemeis Emrim Hayonov. A Meir de Kizach. He davens in the same place each Tfilah. So the Tzlach says, what's the Gevaldike Gadlus? He davens in the same place. So he says, when a person davens in a Mokim, so that Mokim becomes Niskadish. Now, the second time he'll daven there, so the Kedushas HaMokim will be Misayeya, him will be able to daven better, because now he's davening in a Mokim Mekudish, so the Kedushas HaMokim will be Misayem to daven better, and will also be Misayeya that the Tzvillah should be Niskadish. So Memela, a person who's a Kaveya Mokim Litfilosoi, so Memela, he doesn't rely on his own godlets. Why do I need a Mokim wherever I daven? B'chol Mokim, I'm a Chabad the Mokim, not the Mokim, not I need the Mokim wherever I daven. My Tzvil will be in the Skabal. I don't need CEO of a Mokim. That person is not an Onov. Avraham Avinu davened in the same place each time because for Kert he realized he needs a siyua hamokim to be able to be mechaven betfilosai, and he also needs a siyua hamokim that the tefillah should be niskabel. So now, so be'etzim the mokim becomes niskadish through that he davened in this mokim. Now, he wants to be mashed in b'seich talad amish al tefillah. So, Batsim, there is a Kedusha on this Mokim. Afal Pikein, it's Mutter. Mutter, Amav Yechna, Amuida Meshmul, Mutter, Lodom, Lahashtin, Mayim, Beseich, Dalet, Amish, Al Tvile. After he davened already, he's allowed to be Mashtin, Beseich, Dalet, Amish, Al Tvile. Oma, Rav Yosef, Maika Mashmul, what's the Kedush? Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda, Oima, Moichen, Oisa, Lashum, Chotzer. That means like this. The Chachomim said that they cannot use it for a Beis HaKiseh. That's a Beis HaMayim. We can use it for a Beis HaMayim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you sell it for anything. Whatever they want to use it for, let them use it for. So here we see afilu a mocking shel tefillah, shel rabin, which was zicher saturated with the Kedushas HaMokim, af al pikein delekeyach, can now use this as a Beis HaKiseh. So memele, so what's your Chiddush? So, seems to pass the light from Yehuda, so what is your Chiddush that he's allowed to be mashtemayim to Dalda Amish al Tvil? If he davened once in a place, he's permitted, I mean, our mission is the Chakoshke, and in a Beis HaKnesses, he's allowed to sell it, and they'll make a Beis HaKiseh out of it. Ba'afilu la'bonon lo'ikom, afilu da'chachomim say that they ask, you can't sell it for the dalad vom, afilu la'bonon lo'ikom, ela Beis HaKnesses, dikviyeh kedushosay. This was once a Beis HaKnesses, was once a mokim of tefilas rabim, so they're the kedushas kavu and the mokim, so then you're not permitted to make from a Beis HaKnesses a Beis HaMayim. Avo, Dalad Amis, but you're speaking about Dalad Amis of a Mokim Tvila Deloy Kviyat Kedushosa. He davened here once. Now he wants to be mashed in Dalad Amis in a Mokim Deloy Kviyat Kedushosa. So no one holds that it's also. So yes, them, so what's the Chiddush? Look the Gemara weiter. Tani Tani Kameid Rav Nachman. Hamispalo, the person davened, marchik dalad ames, umashtin.
He has to be marchik daladamas from the mokim tefillah, and then he's mashtin. A mashtin, if a person was first mashtin, marchik daladamas and mispal. Omalei, so yes, the bishleim amashtin, marchik daladamas and mispal. If a person was mashtin, so there's na merig layim al ha'oretz, so for shteitzach, you have to be marchik daladamas. One has to be marik dal damis from merig laim and from tzoye ela hamispalo marik dalad amis umashtin. But the first thing you said, if a person dabbed in a place, he's mechuyev to be marik dalad amis umashtin lomali. If you hold that every place where a person wants dabbed, it has a kedushas base, a knesses, and one is not permitted to be mashin teich dal damoiset, is kadeshtinu lekulu shvili dinadoi, so all the paths of nadoi are kadesh, because there wasn't a place in the path of nadoi which a yid did not have a tefill over there. So now it'll come out that he can be mashed in any place. Tani, so he says, no, you have to be geiris, not yachik. Yisha, that a person has to wait a sheer hiluch of daladamas. That pshat, not yachik, yisha. So the Mose says as follows. So bishloim mashtin, if a person was mashtin, is yisha, so before he starts davening, yisha, he has to wait the hiluch daladamas mishum netzaitis. That he should wait hiluch daladamis mishum netzaitz usiyam achlekes chashi in deran. Let's say deran now. Deran says that after the hashtone there could still be netzaitzes of meraglayim that will drip onto his beggar. So you have to wait. And he'll come out. He'll be davening with meraglayim on him. So he should wait, a sheer hilich daladamis, that it should be nivla in the beged, so it lose the shame ereglai. So that's very good. So amashtin, sorich lishais, not laharik, lishais, a sheer of hilich daladamis, that it should be nivla in the beged. Elo mispalo yishekadei hilich daladamis lomli, but a verse in daven first, why does he have to wait now a shir of a hilich daladamis before he's mashed and he finished davening already? So what's the problem? Amar Rashi shekol daladamis tfilosei sdura befiv urchushi malchishon sibosei. It's a very interesting gemara that the person is davening, so right after he finishes davening, he's still involved in the davening. His lips are still moving and repeating the words he davened from. So till the shir daladamis, it's not proper to be mashtin, because the roishim atvili is still in the matzah that the roishim atvili is making a roishim on him. He's not permitted to be mashtin. Afterwards, he's permitted to be mashtin. Let's see what Rashi says. Kadashtino lekulo shvili dinerdoi shein lecha dalad amis behen shlehis palalu behen oivrei drochim. So how can you say that you're not allowed to be mashed in the dalad amis of tefillah? Toni yishe kede hilach arba amis, that he should wait mishum nitzaitis shelo yitanfu begodo benitzaitis sheba amosa. So Rashi learns, it seems he shouldn't put back his clothing till Dalad Ames passes. So the Begodim should not become Metunev with the Meiraglai. Let us just go a little further. Sholu Talmidov es Rabbi Zakai. Be'meh herachta yomai. Omalahem. Biyomai lohishtanti mayim b'seich talad amish shel tefila. So Rashi says, lohishtanti b'seich talad amish shel tefila. Lohishtanti b'seich talad amish shel tefila. V'afilo eiche שיש היתר גומו, כגון שאו שאו כדי הילוך דל אדמץ, ודסן דסו זה מלסה דחסידוסה, that Al-Kaponim, in his דל אדמץ of תפילה, he never was mashed in תויך דל אדמייסב. Like Inisi Shame Lachaveri, is never Machana Shame, never gave a nickname to Lachava. Lebetalti Kiddush Hayom, and I never was Matel Mevatel Kiddush Hayom Alayim. Ima Zekeina Hoysoli, he had an old mother, Pam Achas Mocha Kippe Sheberoisho, she sold the kippe that covered her hair. And she brought me from this Kiddush Hayom. I mean, you have to understand what the godless was of Rav Zakeh, that was the godless of the mother, that the mother went and sold her kippah, that he should make Kiddush and Yayim. Tono Shemeso, so on the schus of this, Hinicho Loi Gimel Meis Kar B'Yayin. That means the schus of this, that they were so nizer in Kiddush Al Yayin, so when his mother was Nifter, she was well-to-do, and she left over 300 barrels of wine. Shemeso, when he was Nifter, Hinich Labonov Shloishes Alofim Kar B'Yayin. Left over 3,000 barrels of wine. What does Rashi say? Bemerach the yomim be'ezes chus kipe tzoif. Let us see Toisvis like inisi shem lachavere afilo kino lahavignai. He also wasn't machane. V'hodam rinin the machane shem lachavere nechelik loyla babo ainu bekine shot kamishpoche. So that's not a, that's kumnish kinyash koyach, that's in the chelot of Mabod, that's a kinyash of kamishpoch. Hinichu loy gimel gar ve'yayin, kedemrinin, azoye be'kiddush hayoyim, zoyechem amalin loy gar ve'yayin.